Wadney.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
And that's what this is. It is QP Talk in the Maritimes, and you can only do it with Nick and Chris. Chris, welcome to the show that we are making conversation all over the provinces right here in beautiful Canada. How are you today, sir?
I am doing well, all the way from another province. I told you, I said maybe we'll be there next week to do it together. I lied.
Where are you at? I just went to your house. I was knocking at the door. The dogs are barking. You're nowhere to be found.
I am in our nation's capital, beautiful Ottawa.
Beautiful.
Actually, if it wasn't so sunny out right now, I could open that window and I could show you the Parliament because it's directly behind me outside the hotel window. And let's just say it's pretty busy over there. Lots of construction, and I'm pretty sure lots of busyness going on inside. As everybody's aware, April 28th, National Day of Mourning, first of all, but also Election Day.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that is right. Wow. How time creeps up on us so quick. Today just happens to be April 1st, which, thank goodness, there was no April Fools on me today. So I was lucky there. But there is somebody with a birthday that I really think we should say happy birthday to. Because, well, we love him. He's our buddy. So why don't you give the honor?
And I imagine there's probably a lot of other birthdays out there as well today. But like you said, close personal friend of mine, Darcy Barker, happy birthday, buddy.
Yes, happy birthday.
Treasurer, Local 380, and all around good activist. And close personal friend, and wish him all the best.
That's awesome. Lots to talk about here on the show this week. As you know, NBCNHU. Got a tentative agreement. We're going to discuss it. 2745 hitting the table. We got a little conversation with what's going on over in PEI. And, of course, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't start off in our airplanes and head coast to coast with QP News. And, Chris, there's a lot going on. I want to get right into outside 3902 bargaining. At 89 Chestnut in Toronto, Ontario, U of T, and time for a fair deal for contract academic workers. Big deal. You know, everyone deserves a fair wage, and everyone deserves a fair contract. And we're not in Toronto. You're pretty close. But they got our support.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in Toronto earlier. But had to do a little exchange on an airplane. But no, absolutely. You know, when anybody's going for a contract, whether it's fair wages, sick days, and anything, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, QP Talk here in the Maritimes, we support them no matter what. And that seems to be a common trend, doesn't it? Fair wages. It's not just something that's unique right here in New Brunswick and PEI. It's a growing trend across everywhere. And it's something that we really need to see addressed. So kudos to them.
I couldn't agree more with you on that situation. I couldn't be happier myself. I think it's great, long overdue. So we'll hopefully get that all situated. And, you know, we'll have some good news to talk about that later. Get back on your plane. We're flying all the way to BC, where QP was there showing solidarity for Jagmeet Singh, who returned home. You know, he is all over the map right now. We know that. Must be a really exciting time for him to be seeing friends and family, comrades, everyone all over the country, Chris. How great must that feel to arrive back at home?
Yeah, I'm sure it's an exciting feeling. I'm sure it's there's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, going into the election. But as you know, we are partisan to a certain political party. And, you know, it's nice to see that that Mark Hancock was out supporting him as well as other labor leaders. And, you know, we're wishing him the best. Hopefully I get to run into him.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. Now, we're going to head back right here to, well, I'd say St. John, but we're heading back to Ottawa and St. John. And I want to dive right into, I'd say, one of the hottest topics over the last week has been NBC, NHU, finally reaching a tentative agreement, Chris. How happy were you when that news broke?
Yeah, no, I was really excited. And for those who don't know what the acronyms are, they are the New Brunswick Council of Nursing Home Unions. And yeah, it's exciting times for them. You know, they have a tentative agreement. I know they presented it to their members, I think Monday night or Monday. And I believe they're going to be delivering it to, delivering the information to their members tomorrow. So, you know, it's exciting. I hope it goes well. And I can't wait to hear the outcome.
Chris, 30 months. That is a long time. You know, obviously, 12 months in a year, you guys do the math. That is a long time to be without a contract and a very long time to not have something settled. You know, what is the process in that? Because 30 months, you ain't just sitting at the table. You are trying to motivate and encourage all your members to get in there and show solidarity and support. So what is it we're doing in 30 months of fighting?
So in 30 months, it's unfortunately not the whole time, like that first little bit, you're not necessarily fighting and going back and forth. There could be no exchanges. I know our group, I mean, we're hoping to get to the table here this month. And, you know, what we've done, I mean, we've been just over a year. So it's a lot of preparation on your side. Get everything ready because you know it's expired, right? And once you serve the notice to negotiate, you're ready to go. You know, unfortunately, with the previous government, negotiations weren't going anywhere. We knew that, right? It was basically take, take, take. There was no give, give, give. So I think that has a lot to play in it. Obviously, we're seeing the new government wanting to come in and clean up the contracts and get them settled. But when you say 30 months, you know, it's one thing, yeah, okay, 30 months without a contract. But 30 months, that's 30 months without any wage increases, right? We've seen an economy where everything's gone up tremendously. And those wages have been stagnant at the last contract. So they haven't seen anything to help them in their day-to-day lives in 30 months. And that puts a real strain on the members. And that's why it's really important for member engagement. You know, when your negotiating committee is putting pressure on government and the employer, you know, to get these contracts done, it's very important to support them because at the end of the day, they can negotiate all they want, but it's the members that get the final say. So it's very important for the members to be active and support your groups when needed. I know I kind of went off the rails a little bit, and I'm going to kind of get us back. But, yeah, 30 months, it's a long time, and I wish them well. And I hope the vote goes strong, and I hope it's all good news in their contract.
Let's be clear, though, on one thing. You didn't go off the rails because there's a lot that comes into this, and there's a lot to play. No rails there, my friend. There was a lot to cover. Let's talk about, and this is really like, because for me as an activist, I've learned so much over the last few months, really learned a lot. But 9 straight days, like, and people got to understand, we're talking darn near around the clock in those rooms with discussions. As you and I saw, Sandy would post, and we would see it. And these aren't like just one-hour marathons. These are day-long marathons. Chris, how exhausting must that be for them?
Oh, it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting. You know, when somebody goes to a meeting, you know, you put your butt in a chair and you discuss and paperwork all day, that's tiring. That's tiring sometimes than what you actually do for your job. But, you know, you're there all day and, you know, usually you go into work, it's 7 to 3, 6 to 2:30 or whatever, you know, whatever your shift is. But when you're in there negotiating, you're in there, you know, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're there 8, 9, 10 o'clock, if not later at night, and then you're briefing as a group and everything, and then you're trying to go to sleep, and I'm sure your brain's going a mile a minute with everything that just happened, you know, and you're not really getting out. And one thing I will say, it's nice to see, it's all the different sectors supporting the different groups that are during negotiations by delivering them food to cover their snacks, to cover their suppers, things like that, so that they can really put the focus into the work and not have to worry about that. So my hat's off to the groups that have supported all the other groups in providing snacks and meals for them. But it's a long, grueling day. And, you know, you don't do it and begrudge it. You do it because you want to do it. You want to do it for the betterment of the members. So you don't look at it as, oh, I got to spend all day in here. You look at it as, we're going in, we're getting the deal done, because this is what we're here to do.
One of the things that you said there was the different people coming in and supporting them, giving them food, giving them, you know, hey, here's some drinks, here's coffee, here's tea, here's water, here's whatever the case may be. You know, I think that is a testament of just how strong QP is, because everyone comes together. And, you know, I can only imagine for them, in their working marathon after marathon for 9 straight days, you know, that is a testament to how wonderful the people are within QP and the supporters who stand by and you know, they're there and they want to help and they want to be an ear and they want to bring you something to eat. You know, I just think that's such an amazing thing to have for anyone. But, like, what a great, great story that makes to tell people at the end of the day.
That's what solidarity looks like.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. You're right. It is what solidarity looks like. And, you know, the one thing about QP, man, is, you know, we are locals helping locals. We're family, and we stick together. And no matter how hard things get, we never step down and we never turn our head. We move forward and we battle. And, you know, I am very, very proud to say that I am a QP member.
Absolutely. Something you take with pride. I carry my QP card everywhere I go.
Me too. I got it in my wallet right now. I don't take it out. I'm very happy to have it. Chris, before we get into PEI, because we definitely got to go to PEI. But in the meantime, for a minute, I do want to just quickly talk about our wonderful sponsors that keep this show rolling. And then, of course, we got to talk and take a break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about QP New Brunswick's AGMs are coming up and some exciting news with us. So let's get right into it with Higgins first. What a great, great spot to have your insurance. They take care of you. They're wonderful people. And a really close personal friend of mine has insurance through Higgins. And I wish I could call him, but I got him on the phone right now, and he's right here in video. Give me a testimony, my friend.
Yeah, no, Higgins Insurance, out in Pettingill Road, Quispam, Assistant New Brunswick, 506-849-7800. They're always there for you. You know, I got a call from Bob today, actually, said that he's looking forward to seeing us at QP New Brunswick next week, as he'll have a table in the galleries. He said, stop by and see him. It's not only for us, that's for everybody that's going to be there. So everybody, take a stop by Higgins Insurance at the gallery, QP New Brunswick. Yeah. Check out what they have to say. You might be surprised. Could save you a lot of money.
That's really cool. And you're right. He will save you a lot of money, because I'm going to tell you, if you need insurance, Higgins is where you want to go. It will be your safety net for the unexpected. Guaranteed. I got it right this week. Be proud of me.
I guess I am.
Charred Oak Designs, I know you're making me something real special. I know my birthday's right around the corner, so I can imagine it's probably this big, huge sign that says I'm the greatest, and that's, you don't have to tell me. I want to be surprised. But how great is their stuff? Let's talk about Elbows Up Canada and how amazing that is.
Yeah, I was actually at Darcy's house just this past weekend, and he actually had his Elbows Up Canada sign right above his front door of his house. And I tell you, it looked really nice. But, you know, they got a bunch of things going on right now. Charred Oak does. There's a bunch of games being made up, pre-made games, frustration rummy boards, things like that, getting them ready for people for the camping season. So if you have something in mind, give them a call, 506-343-0454, located in Redhead, St. John, New Brunswick. Good local business.
And stop by, too, in the gallery, guys, because if you're at QP New Brunswick, I'm hoping we'll have a few things set up just to even show you guys, like so you can see it in person. You know, again, this is something Chris and I are taking great pride in. These sponsors mean the world to us, and we are so very proud to have them, proud to display them, and proud to talk about them. So let's take a quick break. We're going to play you some commercials that pays the bills, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more right here on QP Talk in the Maritimes.
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
what's going on?
Just ordered one of those Elbows Up Canada signs.
Don't even worry about it. Here, you can have mine.
Hey, you already got one.
I did.
That's cool.
I didn't get another one.
No, hey.
There's a great local business right here in St. John, New Brunswick that I can get them at. Charred Oak Design. Find them on Facebook. Personalized gifts. They make just about anything.
Anything?
Absolutely. Send them an email, info@charredoak.ca, or you can give them a call, 506-343-0454. And remember, it's extremely important to support local businesses.
This is awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy.
I'm here to help remove the tree.
What tree?
The big tree that fell in the house.
That's the tree that I talked about on QP Talking the Maritimes?
Yeah, I called the boys, man. They're coming over to help me.
Oh, yeah.
We got you.
You have to call them and cancel that because I've already been taken care of. That was 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Higgins Insurance. They already took good care of me. 8 years ago.
That's because there's a safety net for the unexpected.
Absolutely. They're there for when accidents happen. Call 506-849-7800, Pettengill Road, Quispam Sys. Higgins Insurance. They got you covered.
All right, and we are back here on QP Talking the Maritimes. I am Nick, joined with Mr. Chris Watson. Chris, how's the weather in Ottawa?
It's sunny right now, but I was a little surprised to see snow.
Ooh,
not gonna lie.
Yuck.
Yeah, apparently it was all sunny here. The person told me on the way over in the cab, but they had quite a snowfall the other day, so yeah, they got a little bit of snow here.
I just didn't expect you to drop the S word on the air like that. Would have been great if you gave me a little heads up.
Keep talking like that, we'll be canceled.
That's right. Don't ever say that word again on the air.
Or dirty letter S word.
That's right. Try to use something like sun, sunny, suntacular. I got nothing. PEI Coalition for the Public Services. PEI was recently in some conversations. I did have a conversation with Ashley Clark. It was very brief. Chris, allow me to read that first, because then we'll go off of that. So said it was good. QP and other union representation and a few NDP people as well. Great conversations, ideas for future events and conversations at conventions. I apologize. Easier for me to say. Chris, how great is that? You know, PEI is not this gigantic place. So when they're all coming together like that, you know, it shows solidarity. And again, I know solidarity is like, that is the key word every week on this show. But how great is that, that they can come together like this, a little event, and just bring such great positivity to the group?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it starts, right? Like you said, little event. All it takes is a few people to get together, put some planning in the works, and all of a sudden you can have these conferences and seminars and everything else. So, you know, kudos to them for getting together and putting this and making this work. I think future events are going to be a successful hit, and I can't wait to hear about them.
I'm so proud of QPPEI. You know, when I think back to, you know, a few weeks ago, Ashley giving us a personal invite as guests to be a part of QPPEI convention, and obviously, as you and I both had already said, we're just will not be able to be there. But the future is bright, and we will be there, just not this time. But, you know, they did so much solidarity there. There's so much strength, and I just love seeing it. And I'm always so proud to share it on Keep Talking to Maritimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, we will get there. You know, if this was our full-time job, no problem. But we have... We have other things and other commitments and stuff that sometimes conflict, but don't think we're not going to be there, because we will be.
My plan is here next week. Obviously, we're very busy, but hopefully the week after we'll have somebody from QPPEI on the show so we can really break down. I'd like to talk more about this PEI coalition for the public services, because to me, that needs to be heard. That's very important. Yeah. I've given you guys. Yeah, no, go ahead, please.
And I'm just thinking, you know, when you say about, you know, how important it is, and it's extremely important, right? When you get a coalition of all the different public services, that's when everybody comes together. That's when government needs to be worried, right? When everybody starts working together. So to have that coalition of public services is, you know, it might be a small group. But that's a mighty group, and I'm telling you, PEI government better watch out, because a small group with an idea, man, I'm telling you.
I couldn't agree more. A small group with an idea can become huge. And let me tell you, New Brunswick's right around the corner, and we can jump in there too, because we've got each other's back, and we are unions helping unions. We are locals helping locals. We are family helping family. We're everything. So, you know, just throwing that out there. But I am hoping we got a brief breakdown of how things went. But hopefully in a couple of weeks we can have a full detail of everything for you guys, because you deserve it. And, you know, sometimes our times don't match up with them. There's a lot going on over in PEI right now. And, you know, needless to say, there's a lot happening right here in New Brunswick right now. 2745 hitting the table. Big deal, today. Chris. Today. How exciting.
Oh, I'm extremely excited. I know, you know, they've been having, well, I guess if they're bargaining with the previous government, which we weren't, obviously, because of the bills and everything that were on the table. So it's nice to see them get back to the table, too. And, you know, it's nice to see all the groups, like, bang, ba-bang, ba-bang, 12-5-1, another group, QP-12-5-1, corrections. They're at the table as well. So, you know, 12-5-1's at the table. 2745's at the table. So, you know, like, let's go. Like, let's get her done.
I couldn't agree more, man. Like, hey, the more at the table, the better. And, you know, so far, The Hope government has shown that they want to get stuff done. They want to get us at the table and meet with them. So let's just hope moving forward that continues, because that it's going great this far. And as you know, Chris, QP New Brunswick is coming up next week. And yes, you is. And I are going to be there in more than one capacity.
Absolutely. Not only are we going to be delegates, but we'll also be working the tech table. And we'll also be there, Valerie, as she's talking to Maritimes. Really excited about that. Stop by and see us. You know, when we're going to have flyers. We got buttons. We got all kinds of like little swag. And like you said, we're going to have some displays from Chart out there. So really, I'm going to say stoked. I'm really stoked about having a table here in the gallery. You know, it just shows that the importance of this program on getting information out to the members. It's just another tool in the toolbox that QP does, right? And, you know, I couldn't be more excited for this opportunity.
You know, it's funny because even when I spoke to, you know, cats out of the bag, when I spoke to Sandy Harding this morning about our new backdrops, and I can't wait to, you know, show them off. But when I spoke to her this morning and she said, I got you guys a table in the gallery, like, and I said, oh, that's great because we got this and we got this. And she's just like, I'm really glad I got you a table in the gallery. Like, you know, so, I mean, it just shows, like, she's doing her thing for us to really help us. And we're also doing so much because we want to see this show succeed and be as big as it possibly can, because the sky is the limit. And, you know, like, Chris, you and I almost daily are coming up with new ideas to make this show bigger, bigger, badder, better. Really, we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we're doing QP education, things like that, we always hear from people, you know, members don't come to meetings or in this. So they're like, how can we get the information out? Well, QP Talking the Maritime, and this is just one of those ways for us to get the information out for you. So feel free to reach out to us, give us some topics. You know, if you got something going on in your local that you want people to know about, you want your members to know about, We'll do all the legwork. You tell us the information and we'll put it out there for you.
We are www.keepytalk.ca, and Mr. Watson's right. If you go there, you'll find everything you're looking for as far as reaching us. And, you know, I hate to say it, but he is right about we will do the legwork. We just, you got to reach out to us, and we're more than happy to do all this for you. You know, Chris, it's great that you do this, because you put a smile on my face and my cheeks are starting to hurt. You know, I love this show so much and I look so forward to doing it every week. And not to put you on the spot, but that's it. We're done. We're gone. And we're going to come back next week and do it all over again. You got a quote?
You know what? I don't have a quote. But I'm going to do something like we did last week, where I'm going to put a challenge out, because we're going to do it online and we're going to do a giveaway.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to do a giveaway and we're going to do this right now. Tell me what democracy looks like. And then when you see me at QP New Brunswick, whoever is the first person to come up, and we're going to have a ballot. Maybe this is what we'll do. We'll have a ballot box. And you tell me on QP Talking the Maritimes what was the question, and we're going to write it down. You fill in the answer, and we're going to put it in a box. We're going to do a draw. So whoever hears from QP Talking the Maritimes, tell me what democracy looks like. And the response is, this is what democracy looks like. You fill it on the ballot. This is what democracy looks like. We put it in the box. We draw it. We give you a prize.
You're brilliant. That's all. I'm not giving you any more than that. But well played. Way to go. That was awesome. So can you at least give us a send-off?
A send-off? You want me to give you a send-off?
Yeah, make it nice, though.
All right. Now, for all of us here at QP Talking the Maritimes, and I say all of us, as in Chris and Nick, We want to thank you again for listening, and tune in next week because we have an exciting week where we'll be at the convention. We'll actually be together, not going to be in different provinces and all these different places. We'll actually be together. So join us next week, QB Talk in the Maritimes, and we'll see you then.